This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program with heavy heart. We come to you on this Thursday morning, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. There is no handbook on how to do this. We'll try to be as sensitive as possible. We'll try to update you if there's anything to update you on what happened yesterday in Kansas City with the shooting at the end of the Chiefs parade. 22 people were injured, one fatally. But the NFL releasing a statement right after saying that they were deeply saddened by the senseless shooting that occurred today near the end of the rally in Kansas City for the Chiefs. Our thoughts are with the victims and everyone affected. We are grateful for the quick and thorough response of law enforcement and emergency personnel. Kansas City Chiefs also released a statement as well. So we are going to be sensitive to this the best that we can. We still have a show to do. We like to think we're a diversion. And if you are searching for more information on this, then your all news channels, whether it's TV or radio, would be your source. We'll try to do a show the best we can, the way we normally do here, but obviously factoring in what happened yesterday. I try to move things forward. And one of the first things I thought of when I saw what happened, and I was watching the parade and I was watching some of the players, some of the things they had to say. And really, if you think about parades, Kansas City has had one of the more interactive parades where the players get off of, you know, the buses and, you know, they're talking fans, they're autographing. And, you know, that it stayed with me. That was sort of the postcard that stayed with me after I heard what happened. Because none of the Chiefs were involved in any of the harm. Andy Reid, I think, was helping some children who were displaced from their parents. They were inside, and but that's about all we know right now. We don't know motive, but still, you have 22 victims, one one fatality there. But I kept thinking about the interactive portion of it with Kansas City, Midwest. Hey, we're going to share this with you. This is our team. Reason to celebrate again. We're going to get a three-peat here. It was a beautiful afternoon. The sun was out. And then, I don't know, an hour later when I found out everything that happened, I kept thinking, you know, where there's no safe place anymore. There's no safe, you know, place for us. We think about that, you know, whether it's our children in school or it's a church or here at a parade. There's no safe space. We have to make it safer. And I'm wondering, when we have these celebrations, are we going to have them inside a stadium, inside an arena, where you do have to have a ticket, where you do have to have security check, where they do wand you to see if you have any, you know, devices on you or you're carrying a weapon? I think that's where we're headed. And that was one of the things I thought of, that if you're the NFL or the NBA or your college team wins a title, how do you celebrate? Where do you celebrate? Can you celebrate? Can we do this open air type celebration? And I don't know if we can anymore. I think these leagues will look hard at that and say, we must ensure the safety of our fans and certainly our athletes as well. Because when you think about it, they're there on a bus. I mean, if somebody really wants to take somebody out, somebody wants to go after somebody, it's there. And that's what, you know, is scary. Yeah, it just is. Now, this isn't the first shooting at a parade. We've had other parades, but they didn't involve athletes. So maybe it didn't show up on our radar the way this one did. But once again, you know, finding a safer way to celebrate sounds crazy, but it's today. And I did think about that, and I think in with future celebrations, future parades, I think we're going to be more cautious with that. Phone calls are welcome, emails, tweets, 877-3DP-SHOW. Operator Tyler standing by to take your phone calls. This first hour brought to you by Discover. Discover gives you access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. We'll come up with a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day. Still a little fallout from LeBron James and the Warriors where there was a little flirtation. But I think it's being maybe pumped up a little bit more because it's LeBron. The Warriors weren't the only team that reached out to the Lakers. But that's the sexy part of this is, whoa, Steph Curry, LeBron James. You know, they've always hinted at, hey, maybe we could eventually play together. Does LeBron want to be in Los Angeles? How long does he want to be there? Is his next move wherever Bronny is going to be playing next season? Whatever team drafts him. And then it played out a little bit bigger just because it's LeBron. And Philadelphia was interested. I mean, this happens. You know, Rob Pelinka, the GM of the Lakers, talked to the 76ers about Joel Embiid. I mean, these aren't offers. These are inquiries. Daryl Morey, the 76ers, reached out to the Phoenix Suns about Devin Booker. This happens all the time, a lot more than you think, because all it takes is one person to go, well, what would you offer? And I'm old enough to have been around. If you would have said Kareem Abdul-Jabbar winning a title was going to leave Milwaukee and go to the Lakers, or Shaq was going to leave Orlando and go to the lake. Like all you can do is place a call. And I think that's what happened. It's just like, hey, you know what? Draymond Green was working behind the scenes, reportedly. And Draymond, who's represented by the same people who represent LeBron James, probably said, you know, I'm hearing. Or you know what? I've spoken to. There had to be something. There had to be a nugget there that all of a sudden Draymond says to the front office or Steve Kerr, hey, I think LeBron, I think he would be available. I think he'd be interested. And then we find out that the Lakers were like, all right, if you want to, you know, entertain this, we'll entertain this. We want you to stay here. And I believe ESPN's Ramona Shelburne said this was kind of a heat check where you go, okay, let's find out how much LeBron wants to be here. He does want to be here. We're not interested. But it seemed like they might have been open to it. They didn't even get an offer. So whatever this, the word bid, instead of offer, because they're sort of the same, but neither one happened. There was no offer. There's no bid. All they did is they kicked the tires. They didn't make an offer on the car. They just checked the tires. That was it. But Golden State, will they try? I think in the summer is where you're going to see some movement here. I think the summer is going to be a little bit more interesting, certainly than the trade deadline was. And that's for a few of these teams. Because Golden State's going to make one more run. What do the Lakers do? Does LeBron, whoever drafts his son, does he say, now he can opt out, I want to go to wherever Bronny's playing? Do the Lakers ensure that they keep him by getting Bronny here? So there's a lot of things that could happen in the offseason. Players, big name players who might be relocated. Also, here's something for you. Being in Vegas, I ran into a friend of mine who was out there and he was on business. And we ended up having dinner and we were talking about a variety of things because he brings two parties together to buy sports teams. He does this all over the world. So I said to him, well, what's Vegas going to cost? Basketball team. You guys want to guess? what he thinks the going rate is for an expansion basketball team in Las Vegas.
Do you mean what a person would have to pay to get it to the other owners?
They have. This is the cost, according to him. This is what he's hearing, and he's hearing that LeBron James's group, that's the Fenway Group, they're probably the front runners here. So, what do you think it would be to get the expansion team? Now, the other expansion team is probably going to be Seattle. But I don't think Seattle is going to cost the same as Vegas. But I was told this by somebody who's involved in these discussions, what he thinks the cost is going to be. Paulie, what do you think the going rate is?
I love to go first on this one. I'm assuming you have to pay some type of monstrous fee to all the league and the owners to start a team. I'm saying you got to pay $500 million for the right to start a team.
Okay.
I don't know if that's right.
Seton?
Well, I'm going to say that Paulie is drastically low because the expansion fee for an MLS franchise is over $300 million.
Okay.
And, I mean, I would imagine the NBA is commanding even more than that.
And they're trying to do an MLS franchise in Vegas.
So then if the $500 million is drastically low, then $1 billion is probably too low, too. So I'm going to say $1.5
billion. All right. Marvin, the going rate, according to my source, for Las Vegas is going to be what?
$5 billion.
Bloop!
Wow! Bloop!
That's stupid. $5 billion?
Yes, that's what I was told. The going rate. And that LeBron's group is right now, in his mind, that's his so opinion, stupid. The front runner for this. I don't know what Seattle's going to cost, but Vegas is going to cost you... whole lot more, yes, Paul.
And for $5 billion, you're not getting anything.
No.
You're getting in a doorway.
Yes.
You're just allowed the privilege of owning the team.
Yes. Right. Like if I wanted to buy the Clippers a couple years ago, what was that, $2.8 billion or something? I got a partial, half an arena, half usage.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, and I don't know if they use the arena they already have there in Las Vegas. I don't know if you get to the point where you build your own, you have to build it out, or you want to keep it, I would want to stay on the Strip just like the Raiders' home, yes, Eaton.
Well, I'm looking at an article from 2021.
Yeah.
Right? Adam Silver calls a reported $2.5 billion target fee very low.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Good grief.
I know. And because they're trying to get an MLS franchise into Vegas, from what I was told. And this, the going rate for Las Vegas, is going to be $5 billion. Wow. All right, what's poll question we have today, Seton?
That is crazy.
I know.
New poll question. Has the NBA lost its damn mind? Yes? No.
Holy crap. Well, what do you have? One more year on the TV deal, I believe, and then that's probably when we're looking at expansion. And the commissioner was on... Adam Silver was on with Pat McAfee, and he talked about, there's going to be a franchise in Las Vegas. We have all the other sports. The NBA has their summer league there. I'm surprised that they weren't first into the deep end of the pool. Yes, Marv.
I'm shocked this hasn't happened sooner because they had All-Star Weekend there maybe around 2006, 2007. There's no NBA team there. They were like, we can do it in Las Vegas. What can go wrong?
Yeah. Yeah, Seton.
How about a poll question? This is a hot topic.
Mm-hmm.
Firing defensive coordinator Steve Wilks was ... the right move for the 49ers or soft?
All right. I'm going to talk about this after the commercial break because I did reach out to a source. I just wanted to see if there was something more there that you lose the Super Bowl, somebody gets fired, and it's the defensive coordinator who gets fired. You hold Patrick Mahomes to one touchdown. And that was, they benefited from the muffed punt. So they had a short field there. But we'll talk NFL coming up. Steve Spagnuolo, the Chiefs defensive coordinator, got a contract extension. But Steve Wilks, the Niners defensive coordinator, was fired. What else do you have?
I think we stick with that one for now.
Okay.
And maybe we get into that topic coming up next.
Yeah, I want to make sure that we have information on. We can speculate here, and a lot of people have speculated here. I was trying to get at least something that moved it forward of, this is now, that's three defensive coordinators in the last 3 years, I believe, for the 49ers. So That's a pattern. That's a disturbing pattern. But I think Steve, was he the third or the next person brought in is going to be the third defensive coordinator in the last 3 years?
Because then you have to start wondering who the hell's hiring these people, and maybe they should be the one that gets fired.
No.
Because you suck at bringing in defensive coordinators.
No, they got contract extensions.
Yeah. Oh,
Coach
that's
and
funny
GM.
How that works.
Coach and
yeah.
GM got contract extensions.
Yeah.
Yes, Marvin.
To shoot the 49ers a little bail, their last D coordinator was D'Amico Ryans.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
He did well.
And then it was Robert Saleh before that.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So these guys got promoted. I don't think Steve Wilks is going to get a head coaching job.
Hold Pat Mahomes the one touchdown of regulation?
Yeah.
You're done.
Yeah. Okay. Let's take a break. We'll settle our poll question. Phone calls are always welcome. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Glad to have you with us. Stay as long as you like. Back after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Got our play of the day coming up. I think we've settled on our poll question. Seton, would you give the exact wording to our audience?
Firing defensive coordinator Steve Wilks was ... the right move for the 49ers or soft. I'm open to a second suggestion on soft. Maybe that's
okay.
That might be a little more editorializing
okay.
on my part.
Yes, Paulie.
The 49ers had their season wrap up, press availability yesterday. I would love to know if the 49ers happen to stop Patrick Mahomes on that 4th-and-1, were they firing Steve Wilks today? Because that would mean his stint there had one different play. And I would assume no, right?
If he had won the Super Bowl,
correct.
Does he keep his job?
Yeah. Is it that tenuous?
It was that one play that Mahomes throws the touchdown pass. Now, does he know after the game he's going to get fired? But also, their defense wasn't as good this year as it was in previous seasons. But I think they were vulnerable to the run. I think in the playoffs, all of their games, they gave up over 100 yards rushing. I don't know if that's reason enough for them to part ways with Steve Wilks. I was told that there could have been a personality clash between the defensive coordinator and head coach Kyle Shanahan. But I don't know if it's a case of, well, somebody's got to get the blame here. We're going to blame our defensive coordinator. And Steve had been there 1 year. He's had two opportunities to be a head coach. One was an interim, then he got 1 year with Arizona. And I don't know if he's going to get another opportunity. It just felt like Kansas City's defensive coordinator was getting a whole lot of publicity, and San Francisco's defensive coordinator was getting zero publicity here, leading up to the Super Bowl. And obviously, Steve Spagnuolo did a wonderful job. But I would think if I hold Patrick Mahomes to one touchdown in regulation, and it wasn't Steve Wilks' decision to take the ball and then let Patrick Mahomes have four downs to try to score a touchdown. But Steve Wilks is out after 1 year. And, you know, this happened with the Eagles. But Jonathan Gannon, he did not have a good performance against Patrick Mahomes in the previous Super Bowl. He got fired, right? And then he got the job in Arizona. Yes, Seton.
I mean, I guess to be fair, if the Chiefs don't get that field goal in the first half, 49ers win the game. You probably don't even go to overtime then,
yeah,
right? So
yeah.
I guess if the whole part of the criticism is you should have kept Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs to less points in the first half,
yeah.
I guess maybe that makes sense.
And Gannon, maybe he didn't get fired. He just took the job in Philadelphia. He took the job in Arizona after they
lost. It's always a good sign.
Yeah. Let's see. This is Kyle Shanahan yesterday. It just ended up being not the right fit with him and Steve Wilks. We have reached out to Steve Wilks, see if he wants to join us on the program. Probably wants to lay low and not say anything here. I just can't imagine you have that meeting. You know, you're saying goodbye, last time the media can talk to you, and then, Steve, come here. Oh, yeah. What's up? I just want to talk to you. Oh, okay. And then how long does it take before you say, you know what, we're going in a different direction. Oh, like, are you going south for the summer? No. The team is going in a different direction. What do you mean?
Hold up. So you're firing me?
Yeah.
I was the problem?
Wait. I thought the offense was a problem.
So what, we went 12-5. We were still a one seed, but I'm the one that screwed up this season?
Yeah.
That was my call.
Well, Steve, somebody has to pay the price.
Got it.
Yeah. I mean, we have to do this for the media. Like, so we're having changes here. Somebody's got to
pay.
That
third quarter, that was me, Donald? Okay, got it.
That's where you go, wait, when the Chiefs went three and out, three consecutive drives, wait.
And then you put my tired defense repeatedly back out there because your genius system couldn't move the ball a little more? Okay, got it.
Just not the right fit. Yes,
you're
Marvin.
Right. You're right, I was the problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, Marvin.
I can't wait until there's NFL films on, you know, when Steve Wilks is going, why are we running the ball?
You mean sound on the sideline?
Yeah, when there's NFL films, they get the sound of Steve Wilks going,
what
is Kyle doing?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess with a last name like Shanahan, that audio is never getting out. I'm going to go ahead and say that that would be buried.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've been like, wait, Kyle, come here real fast. Come here. Were you in on this when you talked to John, when John Lynch is talking to Steve Wilks? Whoa, I didn't do this. Like, if they had gotten blown out in the NFC Championship game, all right, I kind of...
Well, I wonder if they had lost in the NFC title game. Does he lose his... Did he do something on Super Bowl Sunday that cost him his job? Was he going to lose his job no matter what? Because it feels like that. If they had won that game, does he still keep his job? That's what I would want to know. I'd ask John Lynch that. Yes, Paul.
So I've been thinking about this a lot. This storyline from the Super Bowl, it's been more about the Niners and the fallout around how they lost. This may go down as one of the worst Super Bowl losses in history, but it's not a blowout. You know, you think a blowout is worse. No, this has more tentacles because they were close again and they found a way to make mistakes again. And it's like it's a different type of loss. It's ongoing. It's Thursday and we're finding out new things by the day.
But Jonathan Gannon, I think in the second half, his defense gave up like 24 points or something. I mean, you have to check this. I'm just going off memory. So he gets a head coaching job based off what his defense did in the Super Bowl. Wilkes got fired. Gannon got the job that Wilkes used to have in Arizona. Yeah, Marvin.
I think he got the job before the Super Bowl. Like, oh, already signed, already signed, already signed.
No matter what happens, I'm going to you. Yeah. Yes, yes.
It seems if there's a big personality conflict and they just can't get along going forward, even if they would have won the Super Bowl, you can't fire them right away while, you know, they just won the Super Bowl. But I wonder if several weeks or a couple of months later, then all of a sudden when things quiet down, they just quietly part ways.
The Chiefs gave Steve Spagnuolo a contract extension. Chris Jones commented on his future in Kansas City. This was during the parade, and here's the defensive lineman.
I need three of those things, baby. We ain't done yet. Kansas City, we will be back here next year. And for those who want Chris Jones gone, I ain't going nowhere, baby.
All righty. I think his agent tweeted out, basically, can you cut him off? I think he's been overserved because you're ruining my leverage here. I'm trying to get you the bag, and now you're in the bag while you're up there on the podium. Yes, Marv.
That's a hell of a WWE promo, too.
Yeah.
For those who want Chris Jones gone, what you going to do when the Kansas City Chiefs run wild on you?
Well, it's like when Michael Malone, when he was doing, you know, his speech.
You mean Post Malone?
Yeah. He was up there and, you know, basically saying all these guys were going to be back.
He said, Bruce Brown, hell no.
And we came in that Monday, I think, and I said, or whenever it was, the next day, and I go, oh, he's not going to keep all those players. He's not going to. But he was overserved, and all of a sudden, you know, you get up on the podium, and, you know, you can say whatever you want, and you think nobody's writing this down. Nobody's recording this. But they are.
Not a binding contract.
No, it's not.
Like if I'm the GM, like he said it.
No, he said it. Hey, his word. It's his bond. Yeah. But Chris Jones was up there letting everybody know that they're going to run this back. Yes, Todd.
Were they heat inebriated or just cocky when they were going, we're going to win 2, 3, 4, 5, letting us know they're just going to like win forever?
You know, the problem is they were sober when they said it. Like at least you can blame, man, I was overserved. No, they weren't, you know, when they had their boy band introduction there, when they were telling us how many NBA titles they were going to win. Yes, Eden.
I would love for someone to actually then do the opposite of that. If, like, that's a bad thing that the Heat did, of, like, in the big moment of a big celebration, they're like, ah, yeah, we're going to win, like, 5 of them, and be like, you know, I don't know. I hope we get one. You know, it's really hard, okay? It's really difficult. There have been a lot of good teams who've never even gotten one, so I just hope that this all works out, and maybe we get one, and that'd be great to celebrate with you fans.
Temper your expectations.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Because that's fun.
Come on. Who's with us?
I just hope that we get one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got to tell you.
You know, if we get to the conference championship, I mean, that'll be a victory, you know, in our minds.
Yes. Yeah, how about that team, huh? Yeah. Now let's go.
But there's got to be a middle ground between, like Pat Riley said, and let's come back here next year, as opposed to we're going to win, you know, 6 more in a row kind of thing.
I love when they get up there and they say these things. Makes my job easier. If they got up there and they said, oh, you know, easy here. Nobody's ever three-peated. Slow down. No, you want to hear that. That's your team. That's the rallying cry. Yes, Marv.
Can one of us go to the press conference when Chris Jones signs with the Commanders or the Buccaneers or whoever? But Chris, you said what you're going to do when the Chiefs run wild. What happened there, Chris?
So Steve Wilkes, the fall guy. Yeah. Let's see.
You know what's funny, too, about the Chris Jones thing?
Yeah.
He might have told his agent, I want to stay here.
Yeah.
I want to stay here. I don't want to leave.
Yes.
I mean, it's possible. It's possible. Our poll question yesterday was, would you take the bag, right, or take less to stay? And a lot of people said take less to stay. It was a very close poll question. It was like 55-45. He may have told his agent, I want to stay here. Just get me a fair amount of money, but I want to stay. And now it will forever be, the guy just blew it. And instead he was being, it's possible he was just being awesome. And it's, oh my God, he totally blew it. Now nobody wants.
Yeah, but his agent is the one who tweeted something out. So it's not just our reaction. It was his own agent who was reacting like, can somebody cut him off here?
The opinions of Chris Jones do not represent the current negotiation
disclaimer,
process.
Disclaimer, disclaimer, disclaimer.
Yes, Marv.
But wait, Kansas City, now the ball is in your court because Chris Jones wants to stay. Mm. Like, he made it clear in front of 18 million people, I want to stay. Yeah. So it's in your court now.
Yeah. Couple of phone calls in here. Let's see. Jason in Scottsdale, Arizona. Hi, Jason. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Appreciate the call.
Yeah.
I am...
Turn down your radio.
5'8", and I'm 225 pounds, and I'm not fat, though, believe it or not.
Okay.
Okay. All right, anyway...
Turn down... is your TV on?
I just turned it off. So
okay,
sorry.
All right.
I don't have my radio on. Okay. my TV. Oh, okay.
I apologize.
What?
Hey, so last night, Lakers had a great game, you know, without LeBron, obviously. Everybody knows that. I recollect to the days of Miami when he had D-Wade and he had Bosh. And a lot of days, you know, not for the whole season, but a lot of days he could just chill a little bit. Question is, can he – these guys look good without him. Austin Reeves looks good. Davis is Davis, and, you know, that is what it is. Hachimura looked good without him. D'Angelo Russell, he's got some play. Can LeBron be second fiddle?
Oh, I think he'd gladly be second fiddle if AD was healthy enough and played like Giannis and played like – he was Giannis before Giannis. And if AD was the guy, and he should be, that helps LeBron. And, you know, so LeBron wants to continue to play. You can't be the guy who goes, all right, let me try to win this thing. Oh, AD's not playing. I think they have a talented roster. It's just it's an inconsistent roster. That's the problem. And I don't know if LeBron helps that or hurts that. But, yeah, Reeves can play. Is he your second option? No. But a third or fourth option? D'Angelo Russell has played well. When's the last time we mentioned Rui Hachimura's name? Been a long time, but he had a really good game last night. They can be really good, but the teams that are really good are really consistent, and that's the problem that I have. Let's see. Doug in North Carolina. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind today?
Well, I wanted to ask a question of you and Marvin because nobody understands what Marvin is going through this week quite like a Lions fan. But when you consider the expectations at the start of the season, when you consider the painful way the season's ended and the expectations for next year, today, would you rather be a 49ers fan or a Detroit Lions fan?
Ooh, saucy, Doug. Okay. So this is going forward, too. I think I would feel better being a Lions fan. It's strange. It feels like the Lions are still going up. I don't know. Are the Niners still going up? But the Lions? Maybe I'm just rooting for the Lions because it's a great story. Yeah, Seton?
I have a lot more faith in the 49ers getting back there than I do the Lions.
Sure. Yes.
If I'm a Lions fan, I'm like, this was our one chance maybe in my entire lifetime that this might happen. 49ers are like, all right, well, next year let's just tweak the defense a little.
Okay.
Tweak the offense and we'll be back.
But as a Niners fan, you expected to be here and then you lose.
Yeah.
The Lions fans didn't expect to be in the NFC title game and should have won that. So, yes, it is painful. But
probably feels worse.
But if I'm a Lions fan, we got there. And yes, we did lose. We were up 24-7. The Niners got to the Super Bowl. They're supposed to win. They were the best team in football. And then you don't win? I don't know. Marvin, would you rather be a Niners fan or a Lions fan after this season?
Niners fan, because I'm pretty sure that I'll see the 49ers get to the Super Bowl again in my lifetime.
Okay. Yeah, well, you're young.
Yeah. This is one of those, and they were up 24-7. If the 49ers were up 24-7, and as much as I'm like, the overtime and Ray Ray and the quote unquote defensive coordinator messing up. I'm like, you know what? Really good season. But we lost to Patrick Mahomes too. If we had lost to, I'm saying we, if the 49ers had lost to Josh Allen, that would have gotten me. Like,
would you rather be a Lions fan, a Niners fan, or a Broncos fan? Sorry, Todd.
So unnecessary.
Sorry.
Oh, I could top that.
A Bears fan. A Bears fan.
Yeah.
By the way, you know, I'm starting to hear more and more. I brought up Justin Fields to the Steelers. Whatever team gets Justin Fields, I think they're going to get a steal. I do. I think give him a little consistency there, offensive coordinator, head coach. You know, it's tricky. If you're Caleb Williams going into Chicago, you got a coach who is on the hot seat, and you might have a new head coach. And that's why I think Caleb Williams would like to go to Washington, because that coach just got there. Cliff Kingsbury is there as your offensive coordinator. That, to me, would be more attractive for Caleb Williams, and he goes back home. Now, he doesn't get that opportunity unless, you know, his representatives say some things to the Bears like, you know what, don't draft him. Or Washington realizes, let's go up and get him. Let's bring him back home. Let's go get him. But I'm starting to hear more Kirk Cousins to the Steelers. And I went, I thought he was going to stay in Minnesota. And he is a good quarterback, at times very good quarterback. He'd be an upgrade for the Steelers. They wouldn't have to worry about their quarterback the way they do now. He's going to cost you, but I don't, because now I'm, you know, this is what I was told. I'm not reporting. I was just told, you know, by somebody who covers the Vikings. Or they're involved in the Vikings. Let me put it that way. They like J.J. McCarthy. Would they take him? Would you let Kirk Cousins go? And then I asked DraftKings, what are the odds here? Still, the Bears are the overwhelming favorite for Caleb Williams. Which team will draft J.J. McCarthy? The Vikings are number one right now, followed by the Seahawks, the Broncos, the Raiders, and Rams. J.J. McCarthy's going up right now. Now, he might be going up too soon, but he is going up. He is moving up the draft boards here, or at least the opinion of the Michigan quarterback. Yes, Paul?
This is the pre-draft quarterback roller coaster. If the draft were this week, J.J. McCarthy would be the hot guy.
Yeah.
In a month from now, watch out for the Bo Nix spike. He will have his time.
Well, Jaden Daniels, too.
Sure.
Jaden Daniels, it feels like, is a question mark for these teams. And an NFL scout said to me, we want to see him in person. Like, that's really important. We want to see you. Because, as my source said to me, when I got a chance to see C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young, there was no doubt in my mind C.J. Stroud was the better quarterback. Like, you got to see him size-wise, talking to him, looking at his tape, like all of these things. So all of us, or people do mock drafts, they don't have this opportunity. It's for entertainment purposes only. But you're going to start to get real information coming up next month. That's when you start to, you know, when teams get the opportunity, you're going to combine coming up. That's when you get real information coming out. All right, let me take a break here. We got our play of the day up next. We'll get to phone calls as well.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests. And in tournaments, to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Oh, my God.
The play, the play of the day.
Where am I going?
We're
going
to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Harden at the logo. 10 to shoot. The rookie Pajemski in his airspace. Harden shakes Pajemski. Finds Norm. Right corner. Pump fakes. A three. Connects. Norman Powell is Mr. Fourth Quarter. Clippers double the lead. 121-115.
Courtesy of AM 570. LA Sports. Clippers Radio Network. Over the past two seasons, Norman Powell has scored 20 or more points off the bench 26 times. Third most in the NBA over that span. That's your play of the day. Brought to you by TireRack.com, the official tire expert and retailer of the Dan Patrick Show. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Try the easy-to-use tire decision guide, and you'll get the full lineup of Goodrich tires, BF Goodrich tires. You get the special offers there, free road hazard protection, mobile tire installation. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. What's wrong, Paul?
We have a situation.
What's wrong?
There's a smell that's come into the studio.
Okay.
How would you guys describe that?
Like a salmon or a halibut.
Terrible?
Oh, yeah, that's my lunch.
I used to work at a cluster of radio stations when I did mornings.
Yeah.
And somewhere around like 6:30 a.m. every day, the morning show co-host at the country station that was across the street heated up a tuna melt every day in the microwave.
Flashbacks?
And nobody liked her.
Nobody.
Because it was every single morning, you'd be like, dang, Corey, that stinks, dude. Mm. Why you got to do that to us?
Are the doors open to the kitchen?
They are. Yes, both of them.
How about we close the doors? Yeah. Maybe I should have done that. Yeah.
Should we play Guess That Fish for lunch?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is strong.
Okay.
That's strong.
I apologize. I remember when Paulie was cooking salmon one day, and it stayed for a long, long time.
The smoke. I think he set off the fire alarm.
Fire alarm there, too. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, it's a low tidy feel in here.
Oh, okay.
Lightly low tide.
Okay, so low tide.
But salmon's a lovely fish. Why would it smell?
I think that's halibut that I have. Yeah, it's a white fish, so I don't know exactly what it is. My wife packed my lunch for me.
Oh, how lovely.
Yes. Well, it's post Valentine's Day.
Yeah, a lot of people are asking for a follow-up on yesterday with Valentine's Day because there's...
She got me roses.
Say again?
She got me roses. She got me a card. And her gift will be this weekend when we travel. Going on the road, she'll get her gift. Just let everybody know. And it's a spectacular gift.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not underselling or overselling. It's just, it'll be, it's spectacular.
You should tell Fritzy off air and then he'll spoil it.
I was going to say, it's one of those things you attach to the car and the big bus thing's coming.
No, that's when I bought her an Airstream. And then I tell Todd. And then Todd mentions it on the show. Because I said, hey, this is a secret. I'm going to surprise her. I'm buying an Airstream. And it's a camper, those silver campers.
Then I went to your house and knocked on the front door. Oh, hi, Ty. I think you're getting an Airstream. Sorry, why did I say that? You're not getting one. You're not getting an Airstream.
Yeah. Oh, it's funny now.
It was not funny.
It was not.
It was not.
No, it was not. But you mean well.
I do mean well.
Yeah, but yes, my wife got me flowers and got me a card, and that was very nice. I didn't get her anything. But that, you know, I said, hey, hon, your gift is not here yet. And then she said, okay. Because she knows when it comes to gift giving, I'm an old timer. I'm a top seed. Absolutely. All righty. Seat, would you update the poll results here?
Firing defensive coordinator Steve Wilks was the right move for the 49ers or soft? You want to guess the results, Dan?
78% soft.
81% soft.
Oh.
Yes. 81%. Mm. Marvin, what do you think? Is that the right move or is it soft?
Oh, super soft.
Yeah. Mm. Soft.
Charmin soft.
Okay.
Got to blame somebody.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be me.
It's him.
It must have been.
It's him.
But I take responsibility for I'm the one. I'm the co. The buck stops with me.
Yeah.
Buck stops with me. So I'm going to take responsibility by firing this guy.
Okay. Yeah, Marvin.
Is Kyle Shanahan the minister of culture there? Like Nick Sirianni? Like, you know, I'm in charge of the culture.
Oh, I think he's involved. No, he's got a contract extension. Nick Sirianni is on the hot seat. So, hey, what's your job title? Minister of Culture. I thought you were the head coach. Oh, no. They don't want me to have that much responsibility. The Minister of Culture. I would make up business cards. It's like, did Reggie White have Minister of Defense business cards?
What a great nickname.
I know. Yeah. Minister of Defense. I love that. All right. Coming up next hour, Mike Tannenbaum, former front office executive. He'll join us to talk about what the Chiefs and Niners do in the offseason, certainly with Chris Jones. I mean, Kansas City's got a couple of decisions. Snead, they got to re-sign him. They might have to choose between those two. But so we'll talk to Mike T coming up. Bill Plaschke of the LA Times wrote an article a couple of days ago about LeBron just leave Los Angeles. So given what happened with the flirtation with the Warriors, we'll talk to Plaschke about that. And also the recent departure of Chip Kelly as the UCLA head coach. So Plaschke's been on fire with that. Have that coming up. So 1 hour in the books, two more to go. Phone calls. Caitlin Clark goes for the record tonight. Is it a layup, a three, a free throw? She only needs 8 points to become the all-time scorer. We'll play that game coming up. The layup, free throw, three-pointer from the logo. Hour two on the way. Dan and the Danettes, including Fritzy, Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.